Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, How Do I Teach Innovation Without Creative Types? Let's dive in. I'm not creative. Three words that shut down innovation before it starts. I hear this from students constantly, and here's what I tell them. Your most analytical, systematic students might actually be your best innovators. Today, I want to share why innovation is a learnable skill set, not a personality quiz result. Let's start by reframing what innovation really is. Innovation isn't about artistic flair or brainstorming wild ideas on colorful sticky notes. It's about systematic problem identification and solution testing. When I teach innovation, I break it down into three steps: notice problems, ask better questions, and test small solutions. Every student already does this daily. They find shortcuts to school, solve personal challenges, adapt to new situations. That's innovation in action. The research backs this up beautifully. Stanford's D-School has shown that design thinking methodology works across all personality types. Growth mindset studies prove creative confidence develops through practice, not personality traits. Innovation skills mirror the scientific method: observation, hypothesis, experimentation, iteration. Any student who can follow a lab procedure can learn to innovate. Here's my favorite activity to prove this point. I call it Problem Hunter. Give students 10 minutes to list annoying problems in their daily routine. Have them choose one problem and brainstorm 5 potential micro solutions. Then test one solution for a week and report back. Innovation in action, using systematic thinking. Let me share a real example. Sarah was a quiet mathematics student in my colleague's class. Introverted, analytical, definitely not what people call a creative type. Sarah noticed cafeteria waste patterns during lunch. Instead of ignoring it, she used her natural strengths, data collection, and spreadsheet analysis. She tracked traffic flows, timing patterns, and bottleneck points. Her solution created an efficient lunch line system that reduced wait times by 40%. Pure innovation, driven by analytical thinking. Here's your Monday morning action. Start tomorrow by asking students, what's one small problem you could solve this week? Give them permission to use their existing strengths as innovation tools. Logic, organization, analysis, attention to detail. These aren't barriers to innovation, they're pathways. When we teach innovation as skill building rather than personality matching, we democratize creativity. Every student graduates knowing they can shape their world, not just adapt to it. That's the literacy that transforms lives and communities. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Join the conversation with other educators exploring innovation. Connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, or X at @TheInnovationProf and share how you're teaching innovation in your own classroom.